Using the stand mixer, speed control guide, 10-speed stand mixers. All speeds have the soft start feature that automatically starts the stand mixer at a lower speed to help avoid ingredient splash out and flour puff at startup, then quickly increases to the selected speed for optimal performance. Speed stir, used for stirring. Description: for slow stirring, combining, mashing, and starting all mixing procedures. Used to add flour and dry ingredients to batter and add liquids to dry ingredients. Do not use stir speed to mix or knead yeast doughs. Speed 2, used for slow mixing and kneading. Description: for slow mixing, mashing, and faster stirring. Used to mix and knead yeast doughs, heavy batters, and candies. Start mashing potatoes or other vegetables. Cut shortening into flour. Mix thin or splashy batters. Speed 4 is used for mixing and beating. For mixing semi-heavy batters such as cookies, used to combine sugar and shortening and to add sugar to egg whites for meringues. Medium speed for cake mixes, used with food grinder, rotor, slicer, shredder, pasta roller, and fruit vegetable strainer. Speed 6 is used for beating and creaming. Description: for medium fast beating or creaming or whipping. Used to finish mixing cake, donut, and other batters. High speed for cake mixes. Speed 8 to 10. Fast beating, fast whipping, and whipping. Description: for whipping cream, egg whites, and boiled frostings. For whipping small amounts of cream, egg whites, or for final whipping of mashed potatoes. Note: use speed 2 to mix or knead yeast doughs. Use of any other speed creates high potential for stand mixer failure. The power knead spiral dough hook efficiently kneads most yeast dough within 4 minutes. Let's see. Getting started with your new bowl lift stand mixer. For best performance, please go through these quick steps before using your stand mixer. Number 1, make sure stand mixer is turned to the off position and is unplugged. Number 2, attach the bowl to the stand mixer. Fit bowl supports over locating pins and press down on back of the bowl until bowl pin snaps into spring latch. Important: if bowl is not securely snapped into place, it will be unstable and wobble during use. Number 3, attach flat beater. Slip flat beater onto the shaft. Turn left, hooking beater over the pin. Number 4, raise the bowl to mixing position. Rotate bowl lever counterclockwise to the straight up position. The bowl must always be in the raised position when mixing. For detailed information on using the stand mixer, visit KitchenAid.com for additional instructions with videos, inspiring recipes, and tips on how to use your stand mixer. Using the stand mixer. Important. The stand mixer may become warm during use. Under heavy loads with extended mixing time periods, you may not be able to comfortably touch the top of the stand mixer. This is normal. This is normal. The stand mixer motor may emit a pungent odor during initial operation. This is common with electric motors. Number five, test beater out, or test beater to bowl clearance. Check the proximity of the flat beater to the bowl. The beater should just clear the bottom of the bowl, but should not touch it. Plug stand mixer into a grounded three-prong outlet. Turn stand mixer on and test each speed, making sure the beater does not touch the bowl during operation. If the beater is too far away from the bottom or is hitting the bowl, proceed to step six to make the necessary adjustments. Ugh. Number six, adjust your beater to bowl clearance. Unplug the stand mixer, lower the bowl to the down position, adjust the beater height adjustment screw to lower or raise the bowl. Repeat steps two to five with the wire whip and spiral dough hooks. Your stand mixer is now set up and ready for use. Care and cleaning. The bowl coated metal flat beater, flex edge beater, and coated metal spiral dough hook may be washed in an automatic dishwasher. I clean them thoroughly in hot, sudsy water. Rinse completely before drying. Do not store beaters on shaft. Note, always be sure to unplug the stand mixer before cleaning. Wipe the stand mixer with a soft, damp cloth. Do not use household commercial cleaners. Do not immerse in water. Wipe off beater shaft frequently, removing any residue that may accumulate. Tips for great results. Mixing time. Your KitchenAid stand mixer will mix faster and more thoroughly than most other electric stand mixers. Therefore, the mixing time in most recipes must be adjusted to avoid overbeating. With cakes, for example, beating time maybe half as long as with other stand mixers. To help determine the ideal mixing time, observe the batter or dough and mix only until it has the desired appearance described in your recipe, such as smooth and creamy. To select the best mixing speeds, use the speed control guide section. Mixer use. Adding ingredients. Always add ingredients as close to the side of the bowl as possible. Not directly into moving beater. Adding nuts, raisins, or candied fruits. follow individual recipes for guidelines on including these ingredients. In general, solid materials should be folded in the last few seconds of mixing on stir speed. The batter should be thick enough to keep the fruit or nuts from sinking to the bottom of the pan during baking. Sticky fruits should be... dusted with flour for better distribution in the batter. Liquid mixtures. Mixtures containing large amounts of liquid ingredients should be mixed at lower speeds to avoid splashing. Increase speed only after the mixture is thickened. Note if... Note if ingredients in the very bottom of a bowl are not thoroughly mixed, then the beater is not far enough into the bowl. See the... using the stand mixer section. Tips for great results. Whipping tips for egg whites. Place room temperature egg whites in clean, dry bowl. Attach bowl and wire whip to avoid splashing. Gradually turn to designated speed and whip to desired stage. See the chart below. Amount one egg white. Speed gradually to 10. Let's see. Two to four egg whites, gradually to 8. Six or more egg whites, gradually to 8. Whipping stages. With your KitchenAid stand mixer, egg whites whip quickly. So watch to avoid over whipping. This list tells you what to expect. Frothy, large uneven air bubbles, begins to hold shape. Air bubbles are fine and compact. Product is white. Soft peak. Tips of peaks fall over when wire whip is removed. Almost stiff. Sharp peaks form when wire whip is removed, but whites are actually soft. Stiff, but... stiff, but not dry. Sharp, stiff peaks form when wire whip is removed. Whites are uniform in color and glisten. Stiff and dry. Sharp, stiff peaks form when wire whip is removed. Whites are speckled and dull in appearance. Ugh. whipping tips for whipped cream. Pour cold whipping cream into chilled bowl.